So, Bezrat Hashem, after the success of yesterday and after the success of 2 days before, 2 days ago, talking on the Itchazkut, on how much a person should know that everything is all mercy from Hashem, all mercy of Hashem, I think we should to try to talk about another very important point in Avodat Hashem. We said a lot of times that enod milvado, that there is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach. And it's true, David HaMelech said it. We believe in all of the words of the Tehillim of David HaMelech. David HaMelech said enod milvado. There is nothing except of Hashem Yitbarach. And we know that the Torah is suggesting to us only one solution for salvation. That it calls tshuva. It's written, En Israel Nigalim Ela B'tshuva. Am Israel cannot be saved with no other solution except of tshuva. And when they're doing tshuva, Miyaden Nigalim. Immediately, they're going to be saved. The thing that I wanted to clarify with you today is that thing that we learned before, that a person cannot change nothing in his life without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we said it a lot of times. If Hashem is not helping the person cannot conquer the Yetzirah. But we need to understand it very carefully. There is nothing that you can do except of tshuva. Means that only when a person is doing tshuva, in that moment, they're erasing his sins, his avonot, and he's not longer obligated, mechuyav, guilty. He's not guilty anymore. And in that moment, he becomes to be righteous, tzaddik gamur, righteous man, complete, clean, totally pure person. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is removing the Yetzirah from that person. And this is it. And if you want to progress in life, if you want to develop in life, if you want to succeed in life, the only thing that you should do is tshuva. This is the only thing that you should do. And not nothing else. The Limud HaTorah is to bring the person to faith. You learn Torah that you're going to know how to do tshuva. That you're going to know how to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach by prayers. To understand the importance of Chachamim, of knowing how much you should concentrate on humility, on learning how to be humble. All of the Torah came to give us those wisdoms of how to go and to get closer to Hashem, how to know Hashem. And when you know Hashem, you know that He is the one that has all of the powers. A person that is far from faith, it's a person that believes that everything depends in him. So he's putting all of the effort in Parnassah, he's working over hours you say?
Overtime,
he's working and putting so much effort and more, and Chas Shalom even can lie and cheat because there is no one Chas Shalom. He's not, it's only him, it's his responsibility and he needs to take care of himself. This is a person that's far from faith. A person that is getting closer to the Emunah, he realized that there is also Hashem Yitbarach in his life. So he decided to give also Me'asrot. So he believes that 10% this is what that Hashem's part in his life. And he should do 90. Person that getting closer and closer, it's balanced. 50-50, 40-60. A person that is mamash strong in faith, he believes that Hashem's got 80%. Or 90%, and he's got 10 or 20% of Hishtadlut. Hishtadlut in Itbodedut, Hishtadlut in Limud HaTorah, certain good Hishtadluyot. But a real righteous man that has 100% faith, he knows that everything depends in Hashem Yitbarach. And when he's standing Shmona Esre, he's got the intention of those important words that Rav Shalom said, that those words, the first words of Shmona Esre, they are the words that on them they're going to decide how all of the Shmona Esre are going to look like. The words of Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach, Upi Agid Tehilatecha. Please Hashem, open my lips and my mouth is going to praise you. Yagid Tehilatecha, only to praise Hashem. This is the wisdom of a person that have complete faith. That he know that also the prayers that he is praying are not his. Only Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach, you're opening my lips. And my mouth only going to praise you. I'm not asking for nothing. I don't want nothing. I don't want to change nothing. The reality, it's the reality. What that you, Hashem Yitbarach, made in the world, this is what that I desire. This is what Hashem that I want to have in my life. With a wife, without a wife. With money, without money. With wisdom, without wisdom. With Kedusha, without Kedusha. With Avonot, without Avonot. To be a righteous man, to be the worst criminal of them all. Can be a person that he is a thief, that he's stealing, and he's got a complete faith in Hashem Yitbarach. It can be. He's doing tshuva. He regrets on his avonot. He hates the fact that he's far from Hashem Yitbarach. He's holding himself so close to Hashem Yitbarach that he can be better than a person that is learning Torah all day long. Only when Avraham Avinu said that he came to the place that he had faith in Hashem, v'ya'amin b'Hashem, that Hashem tested him. And he checked his faith. What Hashem is checking? Hashem is checking your faith. Means that Hashem is pushing the person to sin. To sin. And the person fell and sinned. Chas v'shalom. In Pgam Abrit, Otzat Zera Lebatala, ate without brachot, without netilat yadayim. Throw away his ma'ariv, didn't care about Shema, nothing, he sinned. He made something horrible in his life. And now, Hashem is checking. What Hashem is checking? His faith. If you're going to believe that it was Hashem that pushed you down from your level, from that minyan, and pushed you to sin, or that you're going to blame yourself, and going to think that you are reality. Hashem is always checking only the faith. This is why always we need to work only on our faith. To believe that it's all Hashem. Enod milvado. Nothing except of Hashem. You had 4 years in Chutz La'aretz, away from Eretz Israel. Those 4 years Hashem wanted you to spend those days over there. You had 20 years like those. Hashem wanted you to spend 20 of your precious time. Years in that place. This is what Hashem wanted for you. And you need to throw your wisdoms. To cancel your wisdoms, your thoughts, your ego. That explain to yourself that you should blame your father or your mother or someone else's mistakes on why you're so poor and why you need to have mercy on yourself so many years and why you're not the one to be blamed. Don't blame yourself. Who told you to blame yourself? But don't blame no one else also. Hashem took Am Israel and pushed them down to Egypt. And after a while, he dragged them out from Egypt and brought them to Eretz Israel. And meanwhile, he purified them for 40 years in the desert because they had to go that purification. And without those years in Egypt, they couldn't receive the Torah. And without those 40 years in the desert, they couldn't receive the merit to get into Eretz Israel. And you have to purify yourself. And you cannot do it. Just Hashem is doing it for you. This is why our only job is to throw our wisdoms and to believe only in Hashem. And if you don't have a shidduch, and if you don't have money, and if you don't have Torah, and if you don't have no confidence to that if you're going to stay in Eretz Israel, or maybe your wife is trying to drag you back to the United States, and I don't know what, if your fears and anxieties are overpowering, mitgabrim, growing, and you don't know what to do, throw your wisdom and count on Hashem. Say to Hashem, Yitbarach Hashem, I'm with you, like David HaMelech. If you're taking me to heaven, I'm with you. If you're taking me to hell, I'm with you. What do you care? You'd rather to live in heaven than to live in hell? Why? Are you here for yourself? This is your problem. that you're thinking on yourself and you're not thinking about Hashem. If you're going to think about Hashem, you have a job in hell. What do you care? You can help people that are being burned now in hell. You think that you're going to be burned in hell? Why? Who told you that? They're telling you, you need to go to hell now. Someone said that they're going to burn you over there. Why are you afraid? You're afraid because of your avonot, because of your lack of faith. If you're serving Hashem, Yitbarach is saying, alright Hashem, what do you need me here for? What's my job here in hell? What do you want me to do? I'm there, I'm here, I'm with you Hashem. What do you want me to do? Go to the fire. Great Hashem, Avraham Avinu went into the fire. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah went into the fire. Nothing happened to them. Ki ta'avor b'mayim itcha ani. When you're going to pass in the water, I'm with you. Ki ta'avor b'mayim lo yishtefucha. Ki telech b'mo'esh lo tichaveh. You're going to go into the fire, you won't going to be burned. Ule'ava lo tiv'ar bach. And fire not going to burn you. Flames not going to burn you. It's a verse. You believe in the verses or not? You don't. This is why you're afraid from the fire. But if you believe in the verses, alright Hashem, probably there is something over there that we need to reach. We need to do. Now you realize that Hashem decided to burn you. Great! Thank you Hashem! I'm dying on Kiddush Hashem. Is there something bigger than to die on Kiddush Hashem? You don't want it. A person that is living on Kiddush Hashem, he is alive on Kiddush Hashem, he's achieving a lot more than a person that is dying on Kiddush Hashem. Because the person that is dying on Kiddush Hashem, he can die once on Kiddush Hashem. This is it. But the person that is dying every moment, means sacrificing himself for Hashem Yitbarach, on him the verse is saying, Ki alecha horagnu kol hayom, for you we're dying all day long. Every moment that you're sacrificing yourself, it's mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. You're dying for Hashem Yitbarach. You can die in Shlom Bayit, you can die in Parnassah, you can die raising your kids, you can die in Limud HaTorah, you can die in your Limud, in your Hitbodeduyot, in your long Shmona Esre. And to die, it doesn't mean to suffer and to be sad and to be frustrated. This is called death. The righteous people are alive also in the world to come. When they are dying, they're joining to Hashem Yitbarach. They're attaching themselves to Hashem Yitbarach. There was one tzaddik that said on his deathbed that all of his life he was working to know how to die. He built himself to that moment that he's going to pass away from this world to the world to come. And he wanted to do it right. He was so concentrated. He was thinking to how I'm going to unite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where I'm going to, I want to be ready when I'm going to see Hashem. To see the face of Hashem in the world to come, to see all of the fathers in heaven, to join them, to... You need a lot of preparation, hachana, prepare yourself to that. Dying like that, no, everyone in his Mesirut Nefesh, Rav Shalom said, it's a brit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. Every person that has Mesirut Nefesh in something, he's gonna die while doing that. A tzaddik that have, I don't know what, going to the mikveh every day in Mesirut Nefesh. The brother of Shmuel Shapira, Rav Shalom, said every day he was dipping 310 times in the mikveh. He passed away in the mikveh. Tzaddikim that died in the middle of prayer. It's tzaddikim that died while they were doing their Kiddush Hashem in the Shmona Esre. Rabbi Akiva, when he died while saying Kriyat Shema, he said, Kol Yamai, I was all of my days, I was waiting for that moment. You want me to cancel that mitzvah? It means that every day that he was saying Kriyat Shema, he was killing himself, accepting on himself, Dalet, four kinds of death, Mitot Beit Din. He was dying daily in Kriyat Shema. He was killing himself daily in Kriyat Shema. And to die, it doesn't mean Chas Shalom something bad. Today it means to cancel the physical side of our body. When a person is dying, his body is dying. The neshama is an eternal soul. It's just joined the infinity. Just sees Hashem. No prison anymore. This is it. Set free. This is what happens to the neshama. The neshama cannot die. Only the body is dying. And what do you care about the body? You care about the body when you're a dead man. Then your body is your guide. So you're dead. This is Reshaim, that in their lives, they're being called dead. That they're always slaves of food, of hours of sleep, and what's going to be all of day long, anxieties and fears, and what's going to be, and the money. He came, he didn't came, what's going to be, what's going to happen? You know, for me, for this shiputz, for the new house of the guys, for the dorms, you can never imagine what I went through to make it possible. You can never imagine. And we were lack of huge amounts of money, huge amounts of money. Huge amounts of money to fix that house, and that I'm going to be able to move to another place. You can never imagine what that I was in and still in. And we were lack of hundreds of thousands of shekels. Something like 200,000 shekels. And things, people that promised to us money been cancelled, and people that said that they're gonna give been cancelled and been rejected to the who knows where, to the world to come probably. Who knows? And there is nothing else to do. You cannot make money. Make money. You cannot. It's not allowed. It's not allowed to make money. And you're counting on Hashem, and you have more tefillot, and more hidbod deduyot, and not always you have the time to do 6 hours, and only once I made 6 hours, and in the day after that I made 6 hours, someone called me in the morning and told me that he's giving me 50,000 shekels for that. And after a few more days that we said, alright, now after those 50, we lack only of more 150, and this is it. Only another 50,000 shekels. This is it. It was a miracle to come to that point. It was 62, but we made like that it's 50. We're talking about 50. And another 10 came, and another 10 came, and today I got another message from someone that told me that he doesn't want to donate to the yeshiva. He told me, I don't want to donate. I'm sorry. Don't ask me for donations anymore. You should take care of yourself. A rebuker, you can never imagine how he rebuked me. And he called me, and he sent me today a text message. After that, it was a bizayon, it was a disgrace. I got that, I swallowed it, we finished. After 5 days, he sent me today a text message. In a few minutes, I'm sending 10,000 shekels to the bank account. This is something that you can never imagine. Just only faith and confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. Only faith and confidence. Faith and confidence. There is no me in the world. There is no one to talk to. I don't know how to make money. I don't have the time to make money. I don't have it. I'm waking up in the morning like crazy, running all day long until the middle of the night. And I don't have one moment to spend on making money, on thinking about money. I don't. Really, I don't. Myself, I don't have the time. And everyone gonna enjoy from that. Not only me, also all of the guys that are gonna enter to the dorms, the wonderful dorms that we're building, that we're making, that we're fixing. That people gonna have 15 beds, that people can land from hell in the promised land. And to live here, and to eat here, and to drink here, and to learn here, and to sleep here, and to rest here, and to do everything. And it all depends on how much you believe that Hashem is going to be with you, because $50,000 shekels, it can make a person in anxiety, in charada. What's going to be? He cannot come to the yeshiva. He cannot do his shayit bodedut. You have to make phone calls. It's not going to bring you the money. But confidence is going to give you the money. And if you're going to ask someone, if I ask from someone to help me, to give me a loan, to give me a donation, I haven't asked no one for nothing. We have rich people that are close to us, there is rich people attached to the yeshiva, people that are learning here, haven't talked to no one. Haven't talked to no one. You know why? Because when you approach the person, you talk to a person, he's going to insult you. You're going to receive shame from him. Even if he wants to help, he's got the Yetzirah. People have Yetzirah. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have Yetzirah. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're asking from him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for you. And if you believe that Hashem Yitbarach has got all of the powers, you should believe that you have all of the powers also. And if you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in Hashem. If you don't believe that you can achieve everything, you have a horrible kfira in Hashem Yitbarach. You're thinking bad, horrible thoughts about Hashem. You're thinking that Hashem is not good enough, that Hashem is not capable, or that His love is limited, that He doesn't love you so much. You think that about Hashem? Or that Hashem is busy, chas v'shalom, like that Eliyahu HaNavi said to the false prophets of the Baal? Maybe your God is busy, ask them. Maybe He's in an appointment. Maybe He's doing something else. No. Maybe He's taking care of Rav Shalom now, so He cannot listen to your prayers. It's kfirah. Hashem, God, endless love to each and every one of Am Yisrael. Each and every one of Am Yisrael. To the worst one of Am Yisrael. Who is that worst one? That worst one, it's each and every one of us. Everyone should hold himself that he is the worst one. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, exactly. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a liar when he was humble. He wasn't a liar to say that he is the worst one. Worse than Bil'am. He wasn't a liar. It wasn't a lie. He was worse than Bil'am. If not, it's a lie. Moshe Rabbeinu is not a liar. When Moshe Rabbeinu is observing, looking into himself, he sees that there is a point that he is worst in that point. Bo'olam, when he created the man, he brought his body from the earth of all of the world. He collected, he took, I said, chol, sand, earth, from all of the corners of the world. And everyone have part of that earth inside of yourself. It means that you're attached to the physical world in a root, in a certain point, that no one else is. So you have also a point that it's the lowest one of everyone else, because they're not attached to that. Everyone have a certain midah, that in that midah you're attached to the lowest place of them all. And also, all of Am Yisrael have a neshama, have a soul. Means that also you have a root in heaven that no one else has. No one else. No one else have it. That quality that you have. Because you have a shorish neshama, root, for that soul is unique in that thing. And no one have that soul. No one have your qualities. No one have your defects also. The defects you're going to learn from that humility. And the qualities you're going to learn about Hashem. So you're always going to hold yourself as the worst person in the world. But you're always going to have the hope and the power to pray to the Father of Mercy, that you know that He loves you the most, because you have good things inside of yourself that no one else have. And you're going to approach to Hashem Yitbarach in the field. Today Rabbi Yosef told me in the internet that someone, where is it? We're not going to mention, not going to say. In a city, in the world, somewhere in the world, friend of us that looks at the shiurim, he went into a Breslev shul. He decided, he saw so many shiurim in the YouTube, he said, alright, let's go to the Breslev shul. Let's be a Breslever. He went into a Breslev shul, he talked to everyone. This is what he is saying. No one is doing Sha'ayit Bodedut. No, in the Breslev shul. He started to teach them about Sha'ayit Bodedut. That they should do Sha'a to talk. Rabbeinu was talking about Sha'ayit Bodedut, you know. Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman in Breslev, he was talking about Sha'ayit Bodedut. And what he said about Sha'ayit Bodedut? That it Bodedut im ma'ala gdola ve'elyona min hakol. It's bigger and more important than everything else. Everything else. Everything else. The promise that we have from Rabbeinu on Sha'ayit Bodedut, on talking to Hashem every day, 1 hour, 60 minutes every day, is bigger than the promise that we have from Rabbeinu on Uman Rosh Hashanah, on Tikkun HaKlali, on the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, on Tikkun HaKlali, that it's the biggest thing, on Uman, Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbeinu said, Rosh Hashanah sheli oleh al hakol, my Rosh Hashanah is above everything. What Rabbeinu promised? Rabbeinu said that he's going to pull you out from hell, from your peot. This is what Rabbeinu said. Means that you're going to go to hell if you need to go to hell. And Rabbeinu is going to take you out from hell. When? He never promised. How many years are you going to spend there? He never mentioned. It depends in your tikkun. But on Sha'ait Bodedut every day, Rabbeinu said that the person that is doing tshuva on a certain day, they're not going to judge him on that day. Means that Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender explained that a person that is doing tshuva daily, he will never going to see the face of hell. A person that have sha'ait bodedut, not a perfect sha'a. Sha'ait bodedut, like that Rabbeinu explained sha'ait bodedut concept, what it means. And Rabbeinu explained sha'ait bodedut in few places. In one place he said that a person should take himself out of this world, to wake up in the middle of the night, to go outside of the city, to spend few hours on tshuva, until he's going to uproot all of his bad midot and going to pure clean himself. Very hard level of it bodedut. But Rabbeinu also said in a different Torah that it bodedut means that the person is sitting and he wants to talk to Hashem, but he cannot find the words. And even if he's gonna say only Ribono Shel Olam, three words, Ribono Shel Olam, and all of the rest of those 60 minutes he's just gonna hope for Hashem, just gonna wait to Hashem, he won't gonna say a word, he just wants to spend time with Hashem. This is it. It's Shait Bodedut. So even if your Hit Bodedut looks just like those, that you cannot talk, and you spend hours of being silent in the fields, in the house, covering under your blanket, that this is the level of David HaMelech, that most of his Hidbodeduyot was when he was covered in his bed under the blanket. Rav Shalom said that. So you still have that promise of Rabbeinu HaKadosh that said that you're not going to see the face of hell. This is something that no one can drop. No one can push away that suggestment, that option. No one can reject that. Nothing else can bring you that. Rabbi Yochanan, on his deathbed, he was crying. The students asked him. He was Tana Upalig. He was an Amora that was important like Tana. Huge Tana and very important Tana. And when the students asked him, why are you crying? He said, it looks like that I'm going to heaven, but who knows what's going to be over there. He didn't have that promise that we do have. Rabbeinu promised that everyone that's going to make a vidui, that's going to confess in his hitbodedut, in front of the tzaddik, every day, the tzaddik going to lead him to his tikkun, corresponding to his root of his soul, neshama. And Rabbeinu promised that he's going to fix the person that is from his people. His people means listen to his advice, trying to keep his advice. Followers, people that are trying to walk after him. He's going to fix them to a higher place than their source, root in the neshama of Adam HaRishon. He's going to bring you to a higher place from the place that you started over there. It's something that it's huge. And Rabbeinu took all of those things on himself. It's promises and obligations that Rabbeinu took on himself. And he made oaths and he brought witnesses to stay with him, to hear. It's his responsibility. And he said, count on my power. Like that we saw that Rav Shalom, when he whispered to the ears of Kalman Nachman, our good friend that passed away, Rav Shalom told him, go straight to Rabbeinu. Go straight to Rabbeinu. Don't talk to no one else. Say to them, I'm a student of Rav Nachman in Breslev. Don't let them confuse you. When Rabbi Nathan passed away, Rabbi Naftali, his best friend, was sleeping in the Beit Midrash. He was with his head down. And he saw in his dream Rabbi Nathan running. So he asked him, where are you running? He said, I'm running straight to Rabbeinu. Rabbi Naftali opened his eyes and said, Rabbi Natan passed away. Straight to Rabbeinu. The Hasid LeBreslev in the old, before the old generation, you say, the Dor HaKodem, they were making an oath, swearing, holding a Sefer Torah, that in the world to come, they're going to go straight to Rabbeinu. An oath. Rav Shalom said not to do that thing, because we don't have the power to stand in our oaths. You can make that oath, but who is promising you that you're going to have that ability to keep it? So we don't do that. But still, this is our will, and this is our understanding, that this is the right thing. There is Moshe Rabbeinu, there is a tzaddik, there is someone that is healing us. Who are you going to go to? Who are you going to talk to? Someone can promise you something else better than that, better than those simple advice. 1 hour to spend with the Creator every day. It's such a gift. It's the biggest gift that we got from Rabbeinu. It's not an obligation. It's not a burden. It's not a yoke. It's nothing. It's a gift. Like Shabbos for the Chiloni and people that for them it's hard to keep Shabbos, so it's look like a burden. But for us, we know that Shabbos, it's a gift. You can imagine to yourself to run also in Shabbos to all of the nonsense, to all of the craziness of 6 days of the week also in Shabbos? It's the worst punishment of them all. But for a person that is an outsider, he cannot realize that, what, you're stopping me from driving to the beach, to going to the pubs, to I don't know what. Because he's stuck in imagination. He's stuck in the filth, in the imagination. So he's not aware to the concept of Shabbos. You see an animal that she is wounded and you want to help her, she's going to fight with you. And you have the ability to heal her. And without you, that you're a vet or I don't know what, you know, to heal and to help, she will die without your help. And she cannot understand that, and she's going to fight on her life like that you're the worst enemy. And you're the one that came to save her life. When Rabbeinu is talking about Shahid Boledut, he's fixing your eternal life. And for you it's hard. Just because you're still outside. But if you're going to make one step inside, you're going to realize that you cannot live without Shahid Boledut. You cannot pass a day without Shahid Boledut. How can you live? Without the mikveh, without Torah? Like Rabbi Akiva said. What was the name of that person that came to him? Rabbi Akiva? Not Papus. Papus Ben Yehuda? Maybe. They told him when he was in prison, why are you learning Torah? So he said, in the place that we're alive, they're trying to hunt us. It's the water, fish in the water. They're afraid. So outside of the water, they won't be afraid. Without Torah, we're going to live. While we're learning and doing Shah and going to the mikveh and coming to the yeshiva and doing so many wonderful things, giving our masrot and more than our masrot and trying to do the best. And working on Shalom Bayit and educate our kids in ways of wonderful Torah ways. And going to Uman, trying more than once a year. And still how many difficulties and how many up and downs we have and how many tests we have. So without all of those wonderful advice, who can stay alive? Who can stand this life? Who can suffer so much without having 1 hour of quiet? Of clearing your mind, talking about everything that you have. People are spending $200 to a shrink. Go to shrink their mind. Every day, $200, three times a week, $100, $200. And now also on the phone you can have. There is shrinks online. Shrink your life. Now you can talk to the one that he really can heal you. The Creator, that he created you.
For free.
For free. No charge. Adrabah. You're going to get bonuses on your income. Like that we learn. that corresponding to how much parnasa that you are giving to Hashem in your tefillot, He's giving to you the parnasa in your bank account. You're going to find money in your bank account. You're going to have everything that you need. So if you need to accept shames and insultings, you're going to accept them. But there is no connection between these insultings to the parnasa. If you need to work, it's to the kaparat avonot. It's not because that this is how you make money. You're not making money. You're making up that you're making money. Hashem said, Li al-kesef ha-zahav ne'um Hashem. Words of Hashem, it's that all of gold and all of silver belong to Hashem. You cannot have more. The people that was going out to collect the man outside of the tents, the one that went to achieve a lot, they were coming back to the house with the same amount like the people that were going to collect enough. Yesterday there was a person that was working in my house, worker. He told me that every day he is working from 9 in the morning until 10:30 at night. I called him in the evening at 10. I asked him, are you still in the house? You're working all the time? He said, no, today I finished early. I'm after shower in the house. It means that he went for at 9, something like that, from my house from working. 9 till 9, he's working and sweating and all day long with Ishmaelim and with very low people, arguing and talking and suffering and fighting. If you're going to check how much money he's making every day, it's huge amounts of money. If you're going to see how much money his salary is supposed to be, huge amounts of money. If you're going to ask him how much debt he's got, I promise you that he's got more problems than all of us. You cannot have bracha like that. He doesn't own a house. He's afraid to buy a house. Why are you afraid to buy a house? If you're renting a house, you pay more than a mortgage. Why do you need to be afraid to buy a house? What's going to be 30 years of mortgage? You have plans to go away before? What are you afraid? 30 years, you're not going to pay rent for 30 years. What do you care? You're putting your money in your pocket instead of someone else's pocket. No, but the interest, repeat. So much money. So what? But now all of your money is going away. Just people don't have the merit to think straight, to build a house in Jerusalem, to get closer to the yeshiva, to live in a environment, neighborhood, close to Jews, to people that serve Hashem. They need the field, so they have to go to Tzfat. In 1 hour here in Sanhedria, you can achieve more than you're going to achieve in 6 hours in Tzfat, I promise you. 1 hour here is going to be better for you than 6 in Tzfat, I promise you. 1 hour. You know what's going on in Jerusalem? Jerusalem have a blessing, a bracha, that you can never find in the world. Why Jerusalem is so important? The Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Alav HaShalom, he said, like that you have that rule, that you're not allowed to go abroad, Chutz La'aretz, for no reason, except of the reason that are written in the Shulchan Aruch, that is to find Parnasa, to find Shiduch, and all of those, it's only if you have the intention to come back to Eretz Israel. To move to the United States, it's not allowed. It's not exist. Only if your intention is to come back to Eretz Israel, you allow for a certain time to go to bring Parnasa, to bring a wife, to do something. You allow to go to Kivrei Tzadikim. There is reasons for medicines, for health reasons. You have permissions. He said, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, Alav HaShalom, that you have the same halakha about Jerusalem also. You're not allowed to go out from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv for no other reason except of those that are written in the Shulchan Aruch about Eretz Israel's Kedusha. There is 10 Kedushot. All of the Kedushot are the same. You want to go from Jerusalem? For what? Tell me for what? If your health depends on that, great. If to take a wife depends on that, great. To Shiduch. If you need to go to bring money, to collect, to work, I don't know. Great. To leave Jerusalem? Rav Berland said, there was a period of time that people was leaving Jerusalem, avrechim that were learning here in Shuvu Banim, in Chut Shel Chesed, and they left. A lot of avrechim left to Beitar, to Modi'in. A lot of people left Jerusalem in that time. He said, you should know, no one can leave Jerusalem. No one can leave Eretz Israel. Just Eretz Israel is puking the goy. She's puking the one that is not worthy to stay in Eretz Israel. She's puking the ones that are not worthy to stay in Eretz Israel. There is a bat kol, the Shechina HaKdosha, that says every day, who are going to be the ones that have the merit to spend the night to sleep in Jerusalem? A bat kol is saying every day. Me and my wonderful family, one night we went to sleep in my mother's house in Tel Aviv. At maybe 10 p.m., the kids were already on the beds. I said to my wife, we're so close to sleep, he can testify that, my son. I said to my wife, you know, 10 p.m. at night, kids on the beds. You know, there is a bat call, I told my wife, a voice, every day saying, who gonna have the merit to sleep in Jerusalem and who won't? She said, so what are we doing here? We packed everything, we went back to Jerusalem. Maybe at 12 we came to the house to sleep another night in Jerusalem. You can never imagine what it means. It's written in Tehilim, Lamavet Totzaot. The results, you're gonna see them only after death. You cannot see the results here. If people would have had the merit to see the results here, there was no free choice. Everyone would choose Hashem, everyone would choose Torah, everyone would choose Breslev, everyone would choose Uman, everyone would run to the mikveh, no doubt. Even the nations would convert. No doubt. You see, this is life, this is it. Like the Rav Shalom explained, you're coming down to a world that lives look like death, and death looks like life. And now you're going to have the free choice to have a beard in the middle of the summer, to wear long sleeves, black pants, black suit, to live in Jerusalem, that the parnasah is complex, and that the friends and family issues are very complex, and that you have judgments in Jerusalem, dinim. Jerusalem is like fire. It's like to live in the fire. Rav Berlin said, why people in Eretz Israel, in Jerusalem, every moment they have issues, problems, tikkunim in Jerusalem. Why? So different from other places. He said, because Jerusalem is under the Kisei HaKavod, under the throne of Hashem, Yitbarach, holy throne. And if a person is stealing from an apple from the market, it's not the same like to steal the apple of the king from his plate, in front of his eyes, in front of his guard's eyes. Jerusalem is under the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Israel is under the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz asher enei Hashem Elokecha ba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is observing and looking every moment. So judgments are harder. It's harder to live here. You're right, but you're close to Hashem. So if you want to serve Hashem, and you can be so close to Him, we're going to push that possibility, that option, Chas V'Shalom. And if you don't, if you Adrabah, you want to live far from Hashem, you don't want all of those judgments, you want, the door is open. Abba litameh potchim, the one that comes to contaminate himself, they're opening. But like, for you it's a done deal, what can you do? Rabbeinu said that he's taking the hands and the legs from our avonot. Even when we're sinning, Chas V'Shalom, we don't have those satisfactions of people that are far from Kedusha anymore. It's not the same. You can eat, you can drink. It's not it anymore, Baruch Hashem. Thank you very much, Rabbi Isai. Thank you very much.